The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, October the 17th, and we've got my friend Mel Zelenik with us today, and I was trying to cheat before we came on today. He's got a quiz.
I had to actually turn my paper over so you couldn't see my answers.
Mel has got a quiz, and sometimes I peek. That's how I know the answer. But Well, go ahead and ask the question.
Okay, and I actually only have one consumer question today, and then we're going to talk more in general terms.
Okay, go ahead.
What is the number one tourist attraction in the United States based on visitors per year? And I will give you a hint. It's not Disney World.
Okay, because I said New York City. Then,
but then I clarified it for you. I said we're not talking about a city. We're talking about a place.
Is it in New York City?
No.
Is it Universal Studios?
No.
Is it Disneyland?
No.
Okay, what is the number one tourist destination in the United States?
The Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota.
No.
40 million visitors a year.
Come on. That's the Mall of America.
The Mall of America in Bloomington.
Well, I would have never guessed that.
I would have.
And Sifon Young, our floor director, he was over there trying to figure it out. He couldn't figure it out either.
Now,
the Mall of America.
That's out of Travel and Leisure magazine is where I got that, but I've seen that data. And a matter of fact, I pulled up Mall of America website, and
when you ask people where are you going on vacation, I'm going to the Mall of America.
Well, even locally, if you know the number one attraction down at Lake of the Ozarks, are the outlet malls.
Okay.
So you know, and my point in all of this is, we tend to, as a society, and me included, you included, everyone, tend to complicate. Tend to complicate our lives because we love shopping so much, and we're always shopping for more and more stuff. And at some point in time, we have to figure out for ourselves if this frenzy just overcomplicates our lives.
I think it does.
And that's kind of the main point I want to talk about today.
So wait a minute. Back up here a minute.
Yes.
You're telling me that more people have their travel destination to the Mall of America.
I'm telling you the number. I'm telling you 40 million visitors a year, according to Travel and Leisure magazine, is the number one site for travelers in the United States. And that's Mall of America, Bloomington, Minnesota. Second, by the way, is Times Square in New York City. Third is the Las Vegas Strip. Fourth is National Mall and Memorial Parks in Washington, D.C. And the Marketplace in Boston is number five.
Wow. Well, you kind of blew me away with those.
Well, it blew me away when I started thinking of this. And then I started thinking in my own personal life, I tend to do the same thing. I tend to shop a lot. I tend to overconsume. And all of us do that, rich, poor. We all tend to probably not think through some of the decisions we make. And I just want to talk about a few things that maybe we should start thinking about to start thinking in terms of maybe having less stress in our lives. One is just simply reduce the number of credit cards we have. And all of us like to have different kinds of credit cards, but I wonder, shouldn't we maybe limit that to maybe two or three
credit cards?
Okay, but I don't think you're average. The average, as a matter of fact, is around four, but that does not include people who just kind of have credit cards and they haven't expired. They just leave them in the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
But this happened to me several weeks ago. I had an email from MasterCard saying that it looks like my card was fraudulently used.
Mm-hmm.
So I called them. It was legitimate. I did call them. They didn't ask for personal information. And they said there was a charge on there from Idaho. Well, I've never been to the state of Idaho, and I don't know any suppliers that I work with there. So I told him, no, it's fraudulent. And then I told him, I really do want to close this account because I don't use it. And it took me 45 minutes to close that account. And you know why. I mean, my fingers are probably the strongest fingers in the world because I punch one and then punch two and nine and, you know, don't pass go and on and on.
Right.
You know that.
Well, they didn't want you to close the account. But isn't it true that if you close a credit card account that you have, even if you're not using it, you just have it, that it can take your credit score down just a little bit when you close an account?
It depends on which account it is, but I want to tell you something. In my case, you know, I'm close to 70 years old. I don't really care about my credit score.
Right, but you pay all of your bills. Yeah.
What's the point?
The point is, well, for people listening to us, they're not in the same position you are. But is it not true that if you have a credit card, you've had it for a while, and you close that credit card account, it's going to take your credit score down a little bit? I don't know why it would, but it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's better, frankly, and where you're addressing, this is true. If you're going to close accounts, it's better to close the ones that you opened up last. That is true.
Okay. Not the one that you've had for a long time.
Not the one you've had for a long time, if you're concerned about your credit score.
Yeah.
But anyway, one trade-off is, of course, you're not going to get some of the discounts that you invariably get when you have all these credit cards. You probably have a United Airlines credit card.
Right.
And why do you have that specifically?
I do that for the miles that I can accumulate.
Okay, and you get free baggage and so forth.
Yeah, you get the free bags and the upgrade.
So you will be concerned about those kinds of incentives, and that's one of the trade-offs. But, you know, is it worth it? And also, you probably still pay a fee on that, don't you?
I do pay a fee, but I pay everything off each month, so I don't pay interest.
Okay.
But the annual fee, and everybody has to weigh their whether it's worth it. To me, the annual fee is worth it for the benefits that I get from it.
And I have an American Airlines credit card for the exact same reason.
And so everybody has to just weigh their own individual reasons
that's
for
correct.
Paying for something. We got 30 seconds left if you want to make a point about anything.
Okay. Use the internet more for purchases. And overall, I think you're going to find that, generally speaking, internet purchases are almost always less expensive. They're going to take less time to make the purchase. And unless you need the item on the spot, typically you're going to get that item within 2 or 3 days, even if it's shipped from as far away as China, for example.
But if it's something big and you go talk to a local merchant, they may match it.
They may
match
it.
And then you buy it locally, which would be nice. Mel, we're out of time. People want more information.
Cruise at CenturyTel.net.
Got it.
CRUISE.
CenturyTel.net.
And I do have some websites that I can refer people to.
Okay. Let's see. We're out of time. Yes, we are. Our show directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Sifon Ayong, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser.